This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. American composer Steve Reich helped launch a revolution in modern music. His pioneering work in minimalism has kept him on the cutting edge with pieces like this one called Different Trains. Steve Reich grew up listening to various orchestral composers like Bach and Stravinsky and the jazz of Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. Today, Steve Reich is an important influence on everyone from modern composers to techno DJs. His newest piece is called WTC 911. It's going to be performed by the Kronos Quartet at Duke this Saturday. Steve Reich joins me by phone today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you on the program. Tell us what we should expect when we hear WTC 911 on Saturday.
Well, you should expect to see the Kronos Quartet sit down, start playing, and while you hear them, you will also simultaneously hear pre-recordings of two more string quartets. That's two more Kronoses who pre-recorded some of the music. And as well, you will hear voices of air traffic controllers, firemen, and survivors of 9/11 that were either public domain material or which I recorded myself about a year ago.
Tell us how this composition came about.
Well, it first came about because David Harrington gave me a ring and said, we'd like you to write a third piece for the Kronos String Quartet, and we'd like you to use pre-recorded voices again. And I said, you know, whatever you say, I'm going to do. I have a very, very high regard for the Kronos Quartet, and David Harrington is someone who I take very seriously and really enjoy working with. But I had no idea what the voices would be. I had absolute blank. And then I guess it must have been 3 or 4 months of just cogitating about that. And finally, I thought to myself, my gosh, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with me, that is? There's a big hole in your life. You live for 25 years, 4 blocks from ground zero. The day it happened, my son, my granddaughter, and my daughter-in-law were all in our place 4 blocks from ground zero. We were in Vermont, my wife and I. We had a phone connection that I told my son to keep open, which stayed open for 6 hours. And thank God our neighbors were able to get him and my granddaughter and daughter-in-law and their family in a minivan and torturously out of Manhattan and up to my half-brother over in Rockland. And we came down to Vermont, and then for 30 days we were out of the city. So 9/11 was not a media event. 9/11 was a personal, terrifying event. And so I thought, well, you know, this is the material, and the material is close at hand. It's public domain material from the traffic controllers and the fire department and my friends and neighbors who lived and worked in the area right around ground zero.
It's interesting. You've been working with recorded voices for a while. Did the idea of the 9/11 voices, now 10 years in the past, when did that come to you right away when you were given this commission? When did it occur to you that those voices might be the one that would appear in this composition?
Well, that's just what I was explaining to you. I'll give you a little history on it. When 9/11 happened, I was working on a piece called Three Tales, which in fact was about technology in the 20th century and involved a lot of sampling of voices and pre-recorded sound, interviews with scientists like Mr. Watson, who discovered DNA, and Marvin Minsky, who is the father of artificial intelligence, and Richard Dawkins, and people like that. And when I was getting near the end of it, which is after 9/11, 2002, somebody asked me, like yourself, well, you know, we know that you've done documentary pieces before. Are you going to do something on 9/11? I said, gee, you know, if I see one more sample, I'm going to get sick. Mm-hmm. And so for 7 years after 2002, I just did instrumental and vocal music. When David Harrington asked me in about, I'd say, late 2009, early 2010, would I please write a third piece for Kronos using the recorded voices, I really, as I mentioned to you before, I had no idea what they would be. I said, okay, sure, I'm happy to do it for you. And then I started scratching my head, and I just drew a blank. Hmm. What I did know was this. I had a formal idea. I wanted to take whoever was speaking and take their last syllable. Let's say someone says, he came from Boston. I want to make it, he came from Boston, and hold that last indefinitely, and then have one of the let's say with the viola, double that, and then and then get to L.A. and hold that A, and have a fiddle double that, and pretty soon you would be joining one speaker to the next speaker harmonically by extending their final syllable. Now, I didn't know who was talking. I didn't know who was saying what. It took me about 3 or 4 months, and then it was as if a light bulb went on, and I said, what's the matter with me? What's the matter with you? You know, this huge event happened in your life, and you haven't dealt with it. You have unfinished business. I have unfinished business, and W2C 9/11 is, in a sense, unfinished business. David Harrington, I finally got around to it.
Got around to it. I want to give folks a sense of what it's like. You do want to use recorded voices often in your compositions, at least before 2002, and now again in this latest composition. One of your earliest works used the recorded voice. It's called It's Gonna Rain. Uses the voice of a Pentecostal street preacher talking about the end of the world. Let's listen to a clip.
He began to warn the people. He said, after all, it's going to rain after all, for 40 days and for 40 nights. And the people didn't believe him. And they began to laugh at him. And they began to mock him. And they began to say, it ain't going to rain. It's gonna rain, 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 it's gonna rain,
it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's
gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's
gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna
rain, it's gonna rain,
it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna
rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna
rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna
rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, And I saw that back in the 60s, and I thought to myself, gee, wouldn't it be great to do the sync soundtrack of a freeze frame, like stop action sound, so to speak? Well, you know, in those days, in the 60s and 70s, when I had this idea, all there was were tape recorders. And if you slowed down a tape recorder, you just get Darth Vader. You know, you couldn't do stop action sound. It was physically impossible. Well, so I put the idea away as a kind of concept piece, an idea I'd like to do sometime. And then lo and behold, by now, there are many computer programs that make precisely that acoustic phenomena possible to do on a computer. So I thought, it's possible. I can do it. I wanted to do it for 25, 30 years, and now I'm going to do it.
WTC 911, as I say, premieres this Saturday at Duke, your latest composition. There is a lot of Jewish tradition and culture that is embedded in this piece, or at least was part of your thinking as it came together. Is that right?
Right. Basically, real quickly, the WTC 911 is in three movements. The first movement is basically called 9/11/01. It's what happened on the ground, the people that day, and it centers on the air traffic controllers and the firemen who were reporting what happened, particularly when American 11 didn't follow course, and the firemen who actually had to go into the building, and some of them didn't come out. It's a very short movement, a very intense movement. It goes to second movement. The second movement is called 2010, and it's recordings that I made of friends and neighbors who are remembering what happened on that day. One of our neighbor's little girls had grown up in the 10 years that followed, and she starts off the second movement by saying, I was sitting in class four blocks north of Ground Zero. And a good friend of mine, David Lang, the composer, says, I was taking my kids to school. And when a plane went right over their heads, they had to duck and smash right into the building because the school was right next to the building. The third movement deals with what happened afterwards. After 9/11, obviously there were some bodies. I say some because a lot of bodies turned into dust, and we will never have them. But the bodies that were there and the parts of bodies that were there were taken to the medical examiner's office on the east side of Manhattan in the East 30s. And there's a tradition in Jewish law that says that you don't leave a dead person from the time of their death until the time of their burial. And that's probably based on two things. One of them probably goes back way back to the Middle Ages and earlier, which is that, bodies could be attacked by animals or rodents or what have you, and had to be somebody there to protect them. And the other one is a more spiritual reason, which is that we believe the soul, or what's called the neshama, hovers over the body, as it were, until the body is buried. And upon burial, the neshama, the soul, is free to go wherever it's going to go. So the people who do this are supposed to say or sing psalms or part of the Bible while they sit and keep the body company until it's buried. Some people on the Upper West Side of Manhattan decided they wanted to do that for the victims of 9/11, and they did, except that they were living up around 90th Street, 100th Street, and it was a long, from Friday night to Saturday, the Jewish Sabbath, and you're not supposed to take cabs or take buses or subways or use machinery, so it was an awful long walk. So they began looking for people who were closer by who would do it, and there were some women at Stern College on East 30s in Manhattan, who live very near the medical examiner's office, and a number of them volunteered, said, we'd love to do it. And they did, 24-7, in different shifts, sitting with these bodies in refrigerated tents, saying psalms around the clock. I was able to locate two of these women and record them recounting that experience. One of these women, curiously enough, was the former president of my music publisher, Boosley & Hawkins.
You weren't able to get recordings, though, obviously, of the actual event when they were praying and watching over.
No. I give a footnote to that. I give a URL so you can read about that story in the New York Times, because it caught the interest of a number of people that this remarkable thing was going on. No, what I have is it's like the reminiscences, and it's people remembering 10 years later what went on when they did this at the time. But then I wanted to have that phenomena recreated. You sort of read my mind. And I went to a cellist, my advisor by name, very well-known cellist, who is an Israeli and whose mother, when her mother died, she sang psalms for her mother as her mother sat there before she was buried, and played her cello, actually, before her mother was buried. And I have her singing one of the last verses of the 121st Psalm in Hebrew, singing it, and that is in the piece doubled by the Kronos String Quartet. And then there's a cantor who chants part of the Wayfarer's Prayer. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you on the way, to take you to the place that I have prepared, which is a very appropriate text, it seems to me, to say over a body that's about to undertake a trip we know not where. So those singing voices are part of the piece, too, and the Kronos plays with them. So you have speaking voices doubled and harmonized by string quartet, and then singing voices.
And also doubled by a recorded string quartet.
Yes,
playing,
exactly.
Why that? Why the string quartet playing against itself in a recorded fashion?
Well, basically, I don't write for string quartet. I'm devoted.
I won't tell Harrington you said that.
David knows it better than you or I. The reason I don't write for string quartet is that I am devoted to writing for multiples of the same instrument so they can play what is called a music unison canons. Think of Row, Row, Row Your Boat or Frere Jacques. That's a unison canon or a round. And in a string quartet, you've got two violins, but you've only got one viola. Hey, where's the other viola? And you've only got one cello. Where's the other cello? So my solution is, why don't we have three string quartets? And then I can have all these unison canons between six violins, three violas, three cellos. And for convenience sake, since the Kronos Quartet is a very intensely mobile, traveling, touring ensemble, pre-record two of them along with the pre-recorded voices and play live against them. But the piece can be done with three live string quartets and the pre-recorded voices.
I've read, and this may or may not be true, but it was interesting to me that you developed an interest in your own Jewish culture, particularly religious practice, after a trip to Africa.
Well, close. I was brought up Reform Jew, and that means I learned absolutely nothing. I didn't know Aleph and Bet. My bar mitzvah was transliterated, B-R-O-U-C-H, and then pointed a certain word. And when that was all over, I lost interest in Judaism because of what I felt was just, you know, there was nothing there. I had been given no Jewish education. And so for 10 years, like many people in the 60s, I got involved in Southern Buddhist meditation, Northern Buddhist meditation, TM, Transcendental Meditation. And I found all of those things exceedingly useful. And as you say, I took a trip to Ghana to study drumming, and what I admired there was the fact that there's no notation in Ghanaian drumming. There is a living oral tradition. A father teaches a son, a mother teaches a daughter, and that's how the music is maintained. And when I came back to America, I thought to myself, well, you know, where's my living oral tradition? I'm a member of perhaps the oldest surviving, ethnic group on Earth, and I don't know anything about it. So maybe there's something in my own backyard that I could find out about, but I got to dig up the crabgrass and see what's there. So I began to take some adult education at Lincoln Square Synagogue in New York about 1975, and learned biblical Hebrew and learned that the Torah was read in a cycle, and there are commentaries that began before 1,000 years before the birth of Christ, and continue to this day, and that there's a huge body of literature, legal and agadic or legendary, and I am still learning and trying to practice some of that. So yes, in a sense, the trip to Africa was a kind of a prod to say, well, they've got something. Do I have anything like that? And the answer is yes, and go find out about it.
Steve, what a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Steve Reich is a composer. He's known for many different works, Different Trains, Gonna Rain, Music for 18 Musicians. His new piece called WTC 911 premieres this Saturday night, 8 o'clock, Page Auditorium, Duke University's West Campus. It will be performed by Kronos Quartet. Go to dukeperformances.duke.edu for more information. Coming up, this year's Morgan Writer in Residence, Amy Hempel. Stay with us on The State of Things.